Yeah, it was a mixed bag. We thought it would go one way or the other, and it didn't. Avi Wertesheim, the younger Wertesheim brother, was found not guilty on all three charges of false imprisonment, second-degree assault, and use of a deadly weapon. However, his brother Ellie was found guilty on false imprisonment and second-degree assault, but then not guilty on use of a deadly weapon. Judge Pamela White feeling that the use of a walkie-talkie to knock the victim down to the ground was not use of a deadly weapon and couldn't consider a walkie-talkie a deadly weapon in that case.
Reaction from the defendants?
Stoic, looking straight ahead. Avi certainly looked relieved when the not guilties were being read for him. Ellie Wertesheim looked straight ahead at the judge as she read her verdict on each count. There was some weeping heard from the gallery, from the Wertesheim family, particularly Ellie's wife. Was actually escorted out of the courtroom as she was sobbing as those two guilty verdicts were read.
The thing is, Ellie was the one who was the former Israeli soldier in the Israeli army. Is that correct?
That's correct. He served in the Israeli army for 3 years, and his expertise, if you will, was negotiation and trying to actually defuse hostile situations. And he maintained when he took the stand that that's what he was trying to do in this particular situation. However, it appears that Judge Pamela White felt that there was some aggression on his part when he not only stopped the victim once, he stopped the victim a second time to confront him to, I guess as the judge probably figured in this case, to get him out of the neighborhood. The situation escalated and came up with those two guilty verdicts.
Word on sentencing for Eliyahu Wertesheim, what could he receive sentence-wise, and when is the sentencing going to take place?
Well, these are both misdemeanors, so it would be my guess, just dealing with these types of situations, that most likely they will get some sort of, I should say Ellie will get some sort of probation out of this. I can't see him going to jail, but then again, you never know. It is the Baltimore court system. However, it appears at this point where there's going to be a sentencing hearing on June 25th, where we'll learn more then, but again, I don't think if he does serve any jail time, it'll probably be minimal. I think we're looking more at a probation situation with this.
Reaction from the community, outside spectators or anything like that? I mean, you mentioned that Ellie Wertesheim's wife was escorted from the courtroom, but any kind of reaction to that end?
Well, no, the situation was in the courtroom. There were a higher amount of bailiffs than usual. There were about six bailiffs in the room, and they made it very clear that if there were any outbursts, people would be escorted from the courtroom. So the only real reaction we saw was from Ellie Wertesheim's wife, and she was escorted from the courtroom. Otherwise, everyone remained on their best behavior, and it seems that this was a mixed bag of a verdict. So I think both sides have to look at it as I don't know if victory is the right word, but certainly it's not a clear-cut thing where it's one side over the other.
Victim in the courtroom? I know he had testified last week and said he didn't want to testify. We wanted the charges dropped. I mean, he didn't show up today, did he?
The victim did not show up. In fact, he hasn't shown up since he said he wanted the charges dropped, and that was earlier last week, so he hasn't been seen from since.